I'm George Carlin. Let's face it, if your feelings get hurt easily, then go now.
On the news too, where we almost become sick of them. What ended up happening in the news stories we followed so intently and never heard the ending to due to life smacking us in the face with more happenings. Forgotten story. Bill Cosby. Bill Cosby is an American former comedian, actor, spokesman, and media personality. He gained fame for his portrayal of Cliff Huxtable on The Cosby Show, 1984 to 1992, earning him the nickname America's Dad. Throughout his career, Cosby received numerous awards and honorary degrees, but many of these were revoked following sexual assault allegations made against him in 2014. His acting career also included roles in I Spy, The Bill Cosby Show, and The Electric Company. In the 1980s, he produced and starred in The Cosby Show, which became a popular sitcom highlighting the experiences of an affluent African-American family. In 2021, the Pennsylvania Supreme Court overturned his 2018 conviction on sexual assault charges, citing due process violations. Despite his legal battles, Cosby remains a significant figure in American entertainment history.
The backstory.
Bill Cosby. Born July 12, 1937, Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, is an American comedian, actor, and producer who played a major role in the development of a more positive portrayal of blacks on television, but whose sterling reputation was tarnished by dozens of accusations of sexual assault over the course of many decades. Here are some key points about his life and career. Cosby left high school without earning his diploma and joined the U.S. Navy in 1956. After his discharge, he received an athletic scholarship to Temple University in Philadelphia in 1961. During the 1960s, Cosby established a trademark comedic style characterized by a friendly and accessible stage persona and a relaxed, carefully timed delivery. He toured major U.S. and Canadian cities, commanding ever higher performance fees. In 1965, he made his first appearance on The Tonight Show starring Johnny Carson. His first acting assignment was in the espionage series I Spy, 1965 to 68, where he became the first black actor to perform in a starring dramatic role on network television. His portrayal of a black secret agent won him 3 Emmy Awards, television and entertainment career. Cosby's subsequent projects for television included the series of Bill Cosby specials, 1968 to 71, 1975. The situation comedy The Bill Cosby Show, 1969 to 71. The variety show The New Bill Cosby Show, 1972 to 73. The successful cartoon Fat Albert and the Cosby Kids, 1972 to 84, 1989. He appeared in numerous commercials and on children's shows such as Sesame Street and Electric Company. Controversy and legal battles. In 2018, Cosby was found guilty of drugging and sexually assaulting a woman, but his conviction was overturned 3 years later. Despite the controversies, Cosby remains a significant figure in American entertainment history. Bill Cosby played a significant role in advancing positive portrayals of African Americans on television. Here are some key points. 1. I Spy, 1965 to 68. Cosby's first acting assignment was in the espionage series I Spy, where he became the first black actor to perform in a starring dramatic role on network television. His portrayal of a black secret agent won him 3 Emmy Awards and helped advance the status of African Americans on TV. 2. The Cosby Show. 1984 to 1992, the iconic sitcom The Cosby Show broke traditional racial stereotypes by portraying an educated, successful African-American family, the Huxtables. The show dealt with everyday issues, provided moral messages, and presented black life in a responsible manner. It ranked as the number one TV show for 5 seasons and challenged negative stereotypes. 3. Other contributions. Cosby's creative endeavors extended beyond acting. His animated series Fat Albert and the Cosby Kids and his involvement in other projects helped shape a multidimensional view of African Americans on screen. Cosby's positive portrayals and groundbreaking achievements paved the way for more diverse and authentic representations of Black characters on television.
What are some of Bill Cosby's most famous routines?
Bill Cosby, a legendary comedian, has left an indelible mark on the world of stand-up comedy. Here are some of his most famous routines. 1. Noah, a perfect example of Cosby's brash, masterful storytelling skills. This routine humorously reimagines the biblical story of Noah and the Ark. 2. The Dentist. In this classic bit, Cosby hilariously recounts his experience at the dentist's office, including the infamous iron hook. 3. Buck Buck and Fat Albert. Not related to the cartoon, this skit revolves around playing the game of Buck Buck and the unexpected consequences when Fat Albert joins in. 4. Understanding children. As a father of 5, Cosby nails this routine about the quirks and challenges of parenting. 5. Brain damage. In this witty segment, Cosby humorously suggests that all children have brain damage and proceed to drive their parents crazy. 6. Natural childbirth. A lengthy but worthwhile routine where Cosby simulates natural childbirth, resulting in hilarious observation. 7. Cake for breakfast. Fathers and moms can relate to this humorous take on parenting and breakfast choices. 8. On drinking. Cosby covers the topic of going out, having a good time, and getting drunk. These routines showcase Cosby's comedic genius and continue to resonate with audiences. Bill Cosby and his wife, Camille Cosby, have had 5 children during their 58-year marriage. Let me share some details about their children. Erica Cosby. Born a year after Bill and Camille Cosby wed on April 8, 1965. She is their eldest daughter. Erica is a contemporary painter and an adjunct professor of art at New York University. Her work has been exhibited widely in New York. Aaron Cosby. Born a year later, on July 23, 1966. Aaron made headlines when she accused Mike Tyson of rape when she was just 23 years old. Ennis William Cosby, born on April 15, 1969, was the only son of American comedian Bill Cosby and his wife, Camille Cosby. Tragically, on January 16, 1997, Ennis was murdered near Interstate 405 in Los Angeles, California. He was just 27 years old at the time of his death. The heartbreaking incident occurred during an attempted robbery. Ennis was shot in the head by 18-year-old Mikhail Markasev. Despite being an innocent bystander, he lost his life in this senseless act of violence. Ennis Cosby's untimely death garnered significant media attention and led to an outpouring of support for the Cosby family. His memory remains a poignant reminder of the impact of violence and loss on loved ones. Ennis, born on April 15, 1969, was a significant part of Bill's life. Let me share some insights into how Bill Cosby coped with this devastating loss. 1. Public grief and reflection. After Ennis's death, Bill Cosby publicly expressed his grief and sorrow. He became a spokesperson for the family during this period of immense shock and sadness. The media captured heartbreaking images of Ennis's lifeless body, which deeply distressed the Cosby family. 2. Ennis's impact on Bill's comedy and career. Ennis Cosby played a crucial role in Bill's comedy routines. Bill frequently drew inspiration from his experiences with Ennis, weaving them into his stand-up acts and even into the character of Theo Huxtable on The Cosby Show. Bill Cosby's comedy often touched upon Ennis's struggles with dyslexia, portraying Theo Huxtable as a student who overcame learning disabilities, mirroring Ennis's real-life journey. 3. Racial context and tragedy. The Cosby family attributed Ennis's death to 2 factors: the direct perpetrator, Mikhail Markasev, who pulled the trigger, and the broader context of American racism that fueled the deadly attack. Ennis's murder was a stark reminder of the impact of racial violence and discrimination in society. 4. Tribute through music. In honor of his son, Bill Cosby released a collection of jazz standards as a tribute. The album, dedicated to Ennis, featured recordings made 2 years prior to the tragedy. 5. Advocacy for Dyslexia Awareness. Ennis Cosby's struggles with dyslexia inspired Bill to advocate for awareness and support for students with learning disabilities. Ennis believed that more teachers needed to recognize the signs of dyslexia to prevent students like him from slipping through the cracks. In the face of unimaginable loss, Bill Cosby navigated grief, channeled his emotions into creative expression, and continued to raise awareness about dyslexia and education. Ennis's memory remains a poignant part of his father's life and legacy. Despite the controversies surrounding Bill Cosby, his family life has seen both joy and tragedy.
How did his philanthropic efforts contribute to his public image?
Over the years, he made substantial donations to various institutions, showcasing his generosity and commitment to causes. Some notable contributions include Spelman College. In 1988, Cosby donated a remarkable $20 million to Spelman College, an elite Black women's college in Atlanta. This substantial gift left a lasting impact on education and empowerment. 2. Morehouse School of Medicine, U.S. National Slavery Museum. Cosby donated $1 million in 2004 to the U.S. National Slavery Museum in Fredericksburg, Virginia. St. Francis Academy. His wife, Camille Cosby, gave $2 million to St. Francis Academy in Baltimore in 2005. In late 2014, multiple allegations emerged that Bill Cosby, an American media personality, had sexually assaulted dozens of women throughout his career. Cosby was well known in the United States for his eccentric image and gained a reputation as America's dad for his portrayal of Cliff Huxtable on The Cosby Show, 1984 to 1992. These allegations became more public after a stand-up routine by comedian Hannibal Buress in October 2014, alluding to Cosby's covert sexual misbehavior. Thereafter, many additional claims were made. The dates of the alleged incidents spanned from 1965 to 2008 in 10 U.S. states and one Canadian province. Cosby has maintained his innocence and repeatedly denied the allegations made against him. Despite the controversies, numerous organizations severed ties with Cosby, revoked honors, and titles previously awarded to him. Most of the alleged acts fall outside the statute of limitations for criminal legal proceedings, but criminal charges were filed against Cosby in one case, and numerous civil lawsuits were brought against him. Despite the sexual assault allegations, Cosby's legacy of giving remains extensive. However, these philanthropic efforts are now shadowed by the accusations against him. Institutions that received his largesse may adopt a cautious approach, waiting to see how the legal situation unfolds.
How did Hannibal know?
Hannibal Buress, a comedian, played a pivotal role in bringing the sexual assault allegations against Bill Cosby to public attention. In 2014, during a stand-up performance in Philadelphia, Buress mocked Cosby, calling him a rapist. He encouraged the audience to Google Bill Cosby rape when they got home. The video of this routine went viral, prompting dozens of women to step forward and accuse Cosby of assault. Buress unintentionally ignited a media frenzy, shedding light on decades-old allegations against the star of The Cosby Show. Since then, more than 60 women have accused Cosby of sexual misconduct.
What are the allegations against Bill Cosby?
Cosby has faced numerous allegations of sexual assault and misconduct. Here are the key points. Accusations. Over 60 women have accused Cosby of offenses including groping, sexual assault, and rape. Alleged incidents span from the 1960s to 2008 in 10 U.S. states and one Canadian province. Cosby has repeatedly denied all allegations of non-consensual sex. Legal battles. In 2018, he was convicted of aggravated indecent assault based on allegations by Andrea Constand concerning incidents in 2004. His first trial ended in a mistrial. Most of the alleged acts fall outside the statute of limitations for criminal proceedings, but civil lawsuits were also brought against him. Despite the controversies, Cosby's legacy remains complex and controversial.
Has Bill Cosby been convicted of any crimes?
Yes, Bill Cosby was convicted of 3 counts of aggravated indecent assault in 2018. The charges stemmed from allegations by Andrea Constan, a former Temple University employee, who accused Cosby of drugging and sexually assaulting her in 2004. However, in 2021, the Pennsylvania Supreme Court overturned his conviction due to a violation of his due process rights. The court ruled that a previous prosecutor's actions had compromised the fairness of the trial. As a result, Cosby was released from prison after serving part of his sentence.
How has the entertainment industry responded to the allegations?
The entertainment industry responded significantly against Bill Cosby. Revoked honors and titles. Numerous organizations severed ties with Cosby and revoked honors and titles previously awarded to him. Media organizations also pulled reruns of The Cosby Show and other television programs featuring Cosby from syndication. Colleges and universities. 97 colleges and universities rescinded honorary degrees conferred upon him. Additionally, individual celebrities expressed their reactions on social media. Actress Amber Tamblyn criticized the justice system, emphasizing that more change is needed. Actress Deborah Messing expressed her heartbreak and fury. Actress Christine Lotti condemned Cosby's release, highlighting privilege and the patriarchy.
What did Cosby's co-stars say about the allegations?
Bill Cosby's former Cosby Show co-stars have expressed a range of opinions regarding the sexual assault allegations against him. Let's delve into their responses. 1. Felicia Rashad. Felicia Rashad, who portrayed Cosby's wife on the show, initially stood up for the famed comedian. She faced criticism after being quoted as saying, "Forget these women," which sparked outrage. She later clarified her remarks, emphasizing that it was about the obliteration of a legacy rather than dismissing the accusers. Rashad continues to stand by her former co-star. 2. Malcolm Jamal Warner. Malcolm Jamal Warner, known for playing Theo on the show, expressed sadness about the situation. While he couldn't speak to the allegations directly, he acknowledged Cosby's positive impact on television and the Black community. He lamented the pain of watching his friend and mentor go through this ordeal. 3. Keisha Knight Pulliam. Keisha Knight Pulliam, who portrayed Rudy Huxtable, reminded us of the presumption of innocence until proven guilty. She didn't offer unequivocal support, but emphasized that she doesn't have all the answers. Pulliam had previously been fired from The Celebrity Apprentice for not calling on Cosby to help her cause. Despite the allegations, Cosby's co-stars grappled with their personal connections to him and the impact of the accusations on his legacy.
What impact did the sexual assault allegations have on Bill Cosby's career and legacy?
The sexual assault allegations had a profound impact on Bill Cosby's career and legacy. Here are some key points. 6. Dramatic downfall. Cosby went from being celebrated as America's dad to being exposed as a criminal. Dozens of women accused him of drugging and assaulting them while they were unconscious. His legacy was forever tarnished by these revelations. 7. Media fallout. Media organizations pulled reruns of The Cosby Show and other programs featuring Cosby from syndication. His erasure from television was significant, affecting his visibility and reputation. 8. Revoked honors and titles. Numerous organizations severed ties with Cosby and revoked honorary titles and degrees previously awarded to him. 97 colleges and universities rescinded honorary degrees. 9. Legal battles. Cosby was convicted of aggravated indecent assault in 2018. He spent nearly 3 years in prison before a higher court overturned the conviction and released him in 2021. Cosby's once-cherished image crumbled under the weight of serious allegations, forever altering his place in American entertainment history.
Did his wife have an opinion on the allegations?
Camille Cosby, Bill Cosby's wife, has made several statements regarding the allegations against her husband. Here are some notable points from her statements. 1. 2018 statement. Camille Cosby referred to the media's demonization of Bill Cosby and their acceptance of accusers' allegations without proof. She criticized the media for violating the protections of the First Amendment and acting as people's judges and juries. She drew parallels to historical cases where false accusations harmed African Americans, emphasizing the need for due process. 2. 2021 statement. Camille Cosby called her husband kind, generous, and a wonderful husband, father, and friend. She compared the accusations against him to the University of Virginia rape allegations. Despite backlash from the hashtag MeToo movement, she stood by her support for Bill Cosby too. In both instances, Camille Cosby defended her husband and expressed skepticism about the allegations. Bill Cosby was released from prison in 2021. His sexual assault conviction was overturned by Pennsylvania's Supreme Court. The court found a process violation due to an agreement between Cosby's lawyers and a previous state prosecutor that he would not be charged in the case. This decision sparked an outpouring of anger and shock. Many expressed concern that it could discourage victims of sexual assault from coming forward in the future. Despite the controversies, Cosby has always maintained his innocence. Written and produced by Hudson. Sources: CNN, Britannica, CBC.ca, Getty Images, NewWorldEncyclopedia.org, PBS.org, Fun Trivia, Bing, Vulture.com, YouTube.com, Parade.com, CNN, Facts.net, Time, BBC, CriticalMediaProject.org, DemocracyandDME.org, Britannica, PBS.org, Hollywood Life, The Famous People, Notable Biographies, Fox News, NBC Philadelphia, Black Enterprise, Express Legal Funding, NBC News, The Guardian, Hollywood Reporter, HuffPost, Review Journal, USA Today, T.co, BBC.co.uk, Edition.cnn.com, abcnews.go.com, gpb.org, ABC7 Chicago, Essence, NBC News, CBS News, EW.com, AP News, Variety, CheatSheet.com, LATimes.com, for Brandi Eldridge, Aaron Rumsey, Slander, Cooper, and Hudson. My name is Ava. See you next time. Ava out.